In Memory Of, Deciding the Game, and Matt Reflections. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There was more than team and individual pride on the line at last weekend's MHSAA bowling finals for some of the participants, something as big as life itself. Bronson's journey to the Division IV bowling title for the boys was a lot longer than the 40-mile trip up M66 to Battle Creek. It was a trip of perseverance, of faith, fortitude. The Vikings had lost one of their own, Tyler Wirtz, in a car accident as the season began.
We kind of stepped up really big when he was gone, and I know it crushed the entire team, but I mean, we stayed together. I mean, we had a good journey through this time, and I wanted to beat Tyler, but not in the way that it happened. So yeah, I mean, this was a good journey and life experience for us.
Joseph Waite, the only senior on that team who filled in for Wirtz, scored 30 pins higher than his season average in the final against St. Charles. And then for Mackenzie Johnson of Vandercook Lake, she drew on the teachings of her late father, Brad Johnson, who passed away to cancer 2 years ago when she hit a rough spot en route to winning the Division IV single title for the girls at Battle Creek.
Well, I said, what would Brad say to me? He told me to calm down and really just be myself. And if I was myself, I could be anyone, he said. And I just became myself. I made my shots, I calmed down, and I let my emotions go.
Johnson, who led the Jayhawks to the girls' team title, rallied to defeat Beaverton's Victoria Ivy in the singles final. You could read more about the bowling finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Brandon Whitman of Dundee and Jared Trombley of Lake Fenton, who both joined the ranks of four-time champions last weekend at the MHSAA individual wrestling finals at Ford Field. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
With all the pundits out there talking about the matchups and who may advance on the bracket, the comment gets made every single year that we simply hope the players decide the outcome of every game and not a referee's call. The fact of the matter is that in the last 10 seconds of a tied game and a player drives down the lane and gets hit and gets knocked to the floor, an official has to make that foul call, because the players did decide the outcome of that game. For the officials to simply swallow their whistle and let one team break the rules for a clear advantage is not a letting those players decide the outcome.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. This is an unusual tournament season in the respect that there are three new sites being used for MHSAA finals, and the last 2 weekends have seen such venues for team wrestling and individual wrestling. The team finals made the move from Mount Pleasant to Kalamazoo, and the individual finals moved 35 minutes down the road on I-75 from Auburn Hills to Detroit. And from the initial accounts, the moves were warmly received and well executed. In the first of at least a 4-year run at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo, the team finals featured competition mats on a raised platform and abundant warm-up and meeting space for all of the teams. The local host included an all-star group of veteran athletic directors like Mike Garvey of Kalamazoo Hackett and Dave Price of Otsego, and Portage Northern wrestling coach Chris Furlong and his team did a yeoman's job installing and taking down that massive platform. Then it was on to Detroit, where 20 mats filled two-thirds of the Ford Field playing surface for a 2-day affair which was very well attended. The organizing crew in the Motor City was led by wrestling officials, with a great job done by Ron Nagy, Scott Strickler, and others. The kids themselves welcomed this largest stage ever with rave reviews. Among the kudos they passed out were for the expansive warm-up area. And being on the field a little more removed from the stands, they could concentrate on their matches better because they could only hear their coaches in the corner, not their parents shouting their own instructions. Maybe we need something like that for basketball. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.